Chapter 20, Part 3. I alone am different from the common people. The 20th chapter of the Tao Te Ching ends with the sentence, I alone am different from the common people because I revere the mother who nourishes all things. This is a clear statement of the immeasurable difference in orientation between someone who has attuned himself entirely to the nature of death and someone who keeps his heart focused on the nature of life. The mother referred to here is the field of pure, immaculate astral substance, which concentrates around any domain in which divine sparks are to grow. In this field, currents flow, and from it, radiations emanate. That is why the sacred scriptures of all times speak of the boundless ocean of primordial substance and the water of life. The Book of Revelations mentions the pure river of the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. From this mighty fount of life, all children of God need to be nourished. From this power alone is the life to be explained. Without this power of life, no manifested phenomenon can really be called living. It is understandable, justifiable, and natural that this astral plenitude should be called the Mother. From this Mother, the whole of creation must be brought forth, and it is by means of this Mother power that the Father's plan of creation needs to become a reality. From the Father radiate divine sparks, microcosms containing the Spirit of God. The divine spark is the divine seed. Everything that lies enclosed in this divine spark must come to maturity, to manifestation, through contact with the World Mother, the astral field of the true life. From the Mother, through the seed of the Father, the childship, the sonship, becomes a glorious reality. Lao Tzu lives from this Mother. He reveres the Mother who nourishes all things. But why does that make him so entirely different from his fellow human beings? You can give the answer to this question yourself. Earthly human beings do not derive what they need to live from the astral field of the World Mother. They originate from and are maintained by the astral field of the False Mother, the astral field of the nature of death. The aims and motives to which they are bound, their approach to life and its results, are quite different from those of people who worship and serve the true World Mother. So it is understandable that the ordinary, earthly human being who is born without any wisdom and has only been equipped with the ability to understand things intellectually can only acquire and store worldly knowledge, knowledge obtained and expanded by experimental means. But this kind of knowledge is devoid of wisdom and therefore invariably leads to the abyss, turning the world into a wilderness, as Lao Tzu says. So there is a tremendous contrast between the two human types, the ordinary, earthly human being, and the figure of Lao Tzu. Both possess a microcosm, both emanate from a divine spark, but only one, Lao Tzu, lives out of the astral field of the World Mother, in which the Spirit of God is manifested and makes itself directly knowable. In that astral field, the real child of God, the true human being, is generated from the divine spark, and the wisdom, which is of God Himself, can be linked directly and absolutely with the cognitive apparatus and can make use of it. Not a single aspect or effect of one's approach to life will then be speculative or disappointing any longer. From step to step and from power to power, one's life will manifest the glory of God and of His plan for His children. Compare that with the other type of human being. Is he a human being? He is not. He is imprisoned in the nature of death, sundered from the World Mother. His manifestation, his development, has stagnated. He is the cripple, the lame one, the blind one, who must be healed. Seeing, he is blind, and hearing, he is deaf, as Jesus the Lord says, He is unborn. Many people who are only able to recognize intellectually and have acquired some esoteric knowledge in the course of the years deceive themselves with the hope that the earthly human being, even though seriously damaged, will eventually reach perfection by some roundabout route. They still think it is possible to rely on advancement through study. But let us understand Lao Tzu correctly. Only a total revolution on the path can save earthly humanity. Only by reversing the alignment of one's being so that it is focused entirely on the world mother, on the saving astral field of the beginning, can the human race be helped. The way that leads to this is known to you. It is shown to you daily in the spiritual school. Begin then by clearing the chief obstruction out of the way, the false assumption that worldly knowledge and not the wisdom which is of God can help you. The practice of both is impossible. They cannot be combined. So, abandon study and your worries will cease.